It is startling to find a tall man standing in front of me on the other side of the desk. He's grinning as he hangs his Ray-Bans from the V-neck of his gray t-shirt. His black hoodie jacket looks more expensive than my entire wardrobe. His blue eyes are so sparkly, even in the diffused natural light of our reception area, I think I might need to put on sunglasses to look at him. He's smirking as he watches me, waiting for me to collect myself, so I know he heard the end of that conversation. And I know that he's not only prettier but more polite than everyone who has ever walked through that door before him. Too bad I'm not into polite, pretty men. But hey there, pecs that are barely hidden beneath that hoodie and t-shirt, you have clearly spent a lot of time inside of gyms. What brings you here to ours? I have to clear my throat in order to speak. My mouth is suddenly dry for some reason. I straighten myself up and lick my lips. Hi. His eyes briefly drop from mine to my lips and back to my eyes again. That tiny, subtle movement of his shiny eyeballs somehow sends a shiver through me, and I feel surprisingly sexy and caffeinated all of a sudden. He hasn't even spoken a word to me yet, but I already feel like he's told me I'm beautiful and presented me with an elegant box of tastefully provocative lingerie. It seems like an eternity passes before he finally opens his mouth, and when he does, all he says is, "Hello." And I swear, it's as if no one has ever meant it quite so much as he does right now.
With my baseball hat on, I carry 2 takeaway cups of coffee out of the hotel lobby and turn to walk up Main Street towards Starkey Fitness. It is still dark as night, and the street lamps are lit. The sidewalks are wide, and as I admire the well-kept brick buildings and charming storefronts, wondering why the hell there's a mannequin wearing cricket whites in one window, I regret having asked my New York business manager to see about letting that secluded house sooner rather than later. Privacy is important, but this town is so charming. I might enjoy staying at the heart of it a while longer. Speaking of hearts, mine starts racing when I approach the gym and catch sight of the female Starkey inside it. Switching on the lights, she is suddenly illuminated behind sheer white curtains, as if behind a scrim on stage, and I get a clear vision of how our dramedy will play out. She is placing something on the floor behind her welcome desk when I open the front door, the jingle of the bells causing her to freeze in position for a moment before turning to face me. Her face lights up as soon as she sees me. She takes in a deep breath, and then, just as quickly, she manages to assemble her facial muscles into a mask of polite professional welcome. "Hello, darling. What a lovely surprise." She purses her lips, blinks ever so slowly, and explains,
"My brother bailed. He texted me late last night to tell me he didn't want to leave his place early because then his dog's digestive system would be off schedule."
She tilts her head to one side, squinting.
"And aren't you the English actor who I told could drop the act with me?"
"I am that very fortunate English actor. And I have. You may drop your act with me as well." Frown followed by a scoff.
"I don't have an act."
"Oh, no?" I watch her squirm adorably for another few seconds before offering a cup of coffee. "Regardless, I'm sorry to inconvenience you. I brought coffee from the hotel lobby. It's black. I don't know how you like it." I expect her to say something like, "I do like my coffee black, like my men." Instead, she smiles and says very genuinely,
"Thank you.
I watch her inhale the bittersweet aroma and find myself catching my own breath as I watch her marvelous chest heave. "You look very tired."
"I'm fine,"
she says, stifling a yawn. "Liar." She wrinkles her nose at me. "I'm sorry to get you out of bed so early. It's quite the opposite of what I want." I watch her gulp down her coffee. She stares at me, trying to decide if she heard me correctly, trying to decipher if I could possibly have meant it in the way that she thinks when I had said it so politely. "That's right. I want to get you into bed, not out of it, darling."